Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace your IELTS speaking, describing cross-cultural work experiences. Are you preparing for the IELTS speaking test and wondering how to tackle questions about working with people from different cultures? This topic is increasingly common in IELTS exams, reflecting our globalized world. In this guide, we'll explore effective strategies to help you excel when describing cross-cultural work experiences in your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before diving into our specific topic, let's briefly review the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, introduction and interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, individual long turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3, two-way discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. Now, let's explore how to approach questions about working with someone from a different culture in each part of the test. Part 1, introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner might ask general questions about your experiences with different cultures. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Sample question 1. Have you ever worked with people from other countries? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I have. In my previous job, I worked on a project with colleagues from Japan and India. It was an interesting experience to collaborate with people from different backgrounds. Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely. In fact, I've had the privilege of working in a highly diverse environment. Most recently, I was part of an international team that included members from Japan, India, and Brazil. This multicultural collaboration was not only professionally enriching, but also broadened my perspective on different work cultures and communication styles. Sample question 2. Do you think it's important to learn about other cultures? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I believe it's very important. Learning about other cultures helps us understand different viewpoints and can make communication easier, especially in a work environment. Band 8-9. Answer. I firmly believe that cultural awareness is crucial in today's interconnected world. Understanding diverse cultures enhances our empathy, fosters better communication, and promotes innovation through the synthesis of different perspectives. In professional settings, this knowledge can be invaluable for building strong relationships and navigating global markets effectively. Part 2, long turn. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Describe a time when you worked with someone from a different culture. You should say who this person was, what you were working on together, what cultural differences you noticed, and explain how this experience affected you. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about a memorable experience I had while working on an international marketing campaign last year. I collaborated closely with Akira, a colleague from our Tokyo office, to develop a strategy that would resonate across both Asian and Western markets. Akira was a seasoned marketing professional with a deep understanding of the Japanese market. From the outset, I was struck by his meticulous approach to planning and his attention to detail. We were tasked with creating a campaign for a new line of eco-friendly products, aiming to appeal to environmentally conscious consumers globally. One of the most notable cultural differences I observed was in our communication styles. While I tend to be quite direct in expressing ideas or concerns, Akira often took a more nuanced approach, particularly when it came to disagreements. Initially, this led to some misunderstandings, but as we grew more familiar with each other's styles, we developed a mutual respect and found ways to bridge our cultural gap. Another interesting difference was in our decision-making processes. I was accustomed to quick brainstorming sessions and rapid prototyping, while Akira preferred a more deliberate consensus-building approach. This contrast actually proved beneficial, as it allowed us to balance speed with thoughtfulness in our campaign development. This experience had a profound impact on me both personally and professionally. It broadened my cultural intelligence and made me more aware of the subtle nuances in cross-cultural communication. I learned the value of patience and the importance of adapting my communication style to different cultural contexts. Moreover, the success of our campaign, which exceeded our targets in both Asian and Western markets, reinforced the power of diverse perspectives in creating truly global strategies. This experience has made me more open-minded and eager to seek out collaborative opportunities with colleagues from different cultural backgrounds, as I now see such diversity as a significant asset in today's globalized business environment. Examiner's follow-up questions. How did you overcome the language barrier, if any? What was the most challenging aspect of working with someone from a different culture? Sample answer, Band 8 9. Fortunately, we didn't face significant language barriers as we both communicated in English. However, we did encounter some idiomatic expressions and cultural references that required clarification. We overcame this by actively listening, asking for explanations when needed, and using visual aids to ensure clear understanding. The most challenging aspect was adapting to different work rhythms and expectations. For instance, Akira's preference for after-hours communication, which is common in Japanese work culture, initially clashed with my desire for work-life balance. We navigated this challenge by openly discussing our preferences and finding a middle ground that respected both our cultural norms and personal needs. This experience taught me the importance of flexibility and cultural sensitivity in international collaborations. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question 1. How do you think globalization has affected workplace diversity? Band 6-7. Answer. Globalization has greatly increased workplace diversity. Many companies now have employees from different countries and cultures working together. This can lead to new ideas and better understanding between cultures. Band 8-9. Answer. Globalization has profoundly transformed workplace diversity, creating what we might call a global village within many organizations. This shift has multifaceted implications. On one hand, it has fostered innovation by bringing together diverse perspectives and problem-solving approaches. It has also enhanced companies' cultural competence, enabling them to better serve global markets and clients. However, it's important to note that increased diversity also presents challenges, such as potential communication barriers and the need for more nuanced management strategies. Successful companies in this globalized era are those that not only embrace diversity, but also invest in cross-cultural training and create inclusive environments where all employees feel valued and heard. Moreover, globalization has accelerated the adoption of remote work, further diversifying teams across geographical boundaries. This trend has democratized access to global talent, but also requires organizations to be more intentional about fostering cohesion and shared corporate culture in virtual settings. Question 2. What skills do you think are essential for working effectively in a multicultural environment? Band 6-7. Answer. I think important skills for working in a multicultural environment include good communication, patience, and being open-minded. It's also helpful to have some knowledge about different cultures and their customs. Band 8-9 answer. Working effectively in a multicultural environment requires a sophisticated set of skills that go beyond mere cultural knowledge. Firstly, emotional intelligence is crucial. This involves the ability to recognize and respect cultural differences without judgment and to adapt one's behavior appropriately. Active listening is another vital skill. In multicultural settings, it's essential to listen not just for content, but also for cultural context and nonverbal cues. This helps in avoiding misunderstandings and building trust across cultural divides. Linguistic flexibility is also invaluable. While not everyone can be multilingual, the ability to communicate clearly in a common language, often English, and to adjust one's language for non-native speakers is critical. Furthermore, cultural curiosity coupled with respectful inquiry allows for continuous learning and adaptation. This growth mindset is essential in navigating the complexities of multicultural environments. Lastly, I believe conflict resolution skills are paramount. The ability to mediate misunderstandings that arise from cultural differences and to find solutions that respect diverse viewpoints is crucial for maintaining harmony and productivity in multicultural teams. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in your IELTS speaking test, it's important to use a range of sophisticated vocabulary and expressions. Here are some key terms and phrases related to cross-cultural work experiences. Cultural intelligence, noun, the ability to relate and work effectively across cultures. Example, developing cultural intelligence is essential for success in today's global business environment. Multicultural collaboration, noun phrase, the process of working together with people from different cultural backgrounds. Example, our project's success was largely due to effective multicultural collaboration. Cross-cultural communication, noun phrase, the exchange of information between individuals from different cultural backgrounds. Example, effective cross-cultural communication requires both awareness and practice. Cultural sensitivity, noun phrase, the quality of being aware of and respecting cultural differences. Example, her cultural sensitivity made her an excellent mediator in international negotiations. To bridge cultural gaps, verb phrase, to overcome differences between cultures. Example, team building exercises helped us bridge cultural gaps within our diverse group. Cultural competence, noun phrase, the ability to understand, communicate with, and effectively interact with people across cultures. Example, the company invested in training programs to enhance employees' cultural competence. Global mindset, noun phrase, an openness to and awareness of diversity across cultures and markets. Example, developing a global mindset is crucial for leaders in multinational corporations. Cultural nuances, noun phrase, subtle differences in meaning, behavior, or practices between cultures. Example, understanding cultural nuances can prevent misunderstandings in international business dealings. Tips from an IELTS examiner. As an experienced IELTS examiner, here are my top tips for excelling in the speaking test, particularly when discussing cross-cultural experiences. Practice regularly. Engage in conversations about cultural experiences with friends or language exchange partners. Expand your vocabulary. Learn and use sophisticated terms related to culture and diversity. Develop your ideas. Don't just state facts. Explain your thoughts and provide examples. Use a variety of grammatical structures. Showcase your language skills by using complex sentences and different tenses. Be authentic. Share genuine experiences and opinions rather than memorized answers. Stay calm and confident. Remember, the examiner is interested in your language skills, not judging your opinions. By following these strategies and using the sample answers as inspiration, you'll be well prepared to discuss cross-cultural work experiences in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key is to demonstrate your language skills while expressing your thoughts clearly and confidently. Good luck with your IELTS journey. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our guide on how to describe a time you were involved in a creative project and how to describe a time you were praised for your work.